Head coach Tom Cerutori is with us here. Tom, what a finish that was.
No, it was just a heck of a game. It was just six great periods of hockey. And, no, this was I'm so proud of our guys, and I just told them that. And we're down two. We come back in the second. You know, we get the goal in the third to go ahead. They answered back. And, you know, even if that thing would have been a tie, I just was really proud of the way we competed and the way we played and the way we fought back. And the guys just showed it to me, a lot of grit and a lot of character.
Down 2-0 after the first, it's human nature. You could hang your head and say, all right, let's get on the bus and go home. And your guys just didn't have any quit. Obviously, it goes without saying the power play to start the second period was a difference maker there. But
Absolutely.
Boy,
Schulte.
The ice sure tilted after that, didn't it?
No, you know what? Our second period was outstanding. And this is, hey, I just told the guys, and this is one of the toughest buildings in college hockey to play, period. I've played in almost every one of them. This and again, this was playoff atmosphere. I don't care if there's 250 people. I didn't notice what was going on, but this was big time atmosphere tonight. And this was a game that was it was national tournament type game. It was like a championship game.
The first three goals that you guys scored, a fabulous play made by a defenseman. Elias Rosen on the first one, getting the puck through. Brad Johnson on the second one, following a shot and getting the puck back up to the point. And then Rosen somehow driving towards the net, and there's Aaron Miller picking up the scrum. If you can get offense generated by your defenseman, your offense as a whole is a lot better, aren't they?
100%. And that's going to be it's a million-dollar question. When you got offense from your defenseman, when you see points right there, you're a team that gets to three goals a game. No question. If you can't get offense from your defenseman, getting to three is just it's sprinting uphill. A half a mile. It just is really hard if you can't get, you know what, if you don't have offense from the back line, Schulte.
I'm not sure that Elias didn't get a puck through on the power play all night long. I mean, everything he shoots gets to the net.
Well, he does. He's got, right after the goal, I kind of lit into him a little bit because, you know, he wants to make plays all the time, but this is 2021, and you got to shoot. You got to try to shoot, and you got to try to get shot. You just got to try to get shots through, and if you hesitate, you'll never get a shot through. It's tough enough. It's tough enough if you pound it right away, but you just got a fraction of a second, Schulte, to get a shot through. And I know we talk about shooting all the time, and it's just not there. But you just gotta. You sometimes you can't even worry about if it's a low percentage shot. You just got to get a puck to the paint, and then honestly, let your guys in the paint. They got to make a play. They got to have puck recovery, and they got to make a play.
So you start the 3-on-3 overtime with something that I hear you guys talked about and worked on a little bit yesterday, that faceoff where Harry actually draws it, towards the offensive goal and comes in all alone.
Yeah, no. Well,
what the
Well, we didn't know they were not going to have their defenseman back either. We just were going to – we wanted to go forward and create a 2-on-1 on their defenseman. And their D went – they went
How about a 1-on-0?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
A great play, though, by Dopp making the save, but Harry stays with it and feeds Ethan and
– No, it was just a hell of a play, Schulte. Yeah. And you saw it. It was just a great win. Just a great win.
God, I feel bad no fans were able to really watch this thing. But this was a heavyweight
match. No, it was. It was a heavyweight match.
Yeah.
All right.
Safe trip home.